Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Beyond the Bell, Episode 2. I'm Andrew Zarian here on Fightful, joined by my tag partner, as always, Rich Stambolian. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good, man. That was nice and strong.
How do you feel today?
I feel okay. I was in Austin from last Thursday to Sunday.
Are you sober? You still drunk from Austin?
Yeah, I'm recovering. I'm 42 years old. I shouldn't be let out after 6 o'clock
tonight. You know, you want to know how old we feel, okay? There was a time, not too many years ago, that we would be doing a early morning episode of a show that we're doing, you know, we're doing Mat Men, we're doing this.
Yep.
And we'd have a conversation like, hey, are we going to the bar after this?
Oh, yeah.
And we'd be like, yeah, but we'd look at the time, like 11:45, we'd get there, we could hang out, have like a nice lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you would bring a beer over, we'd have a morning breakfast beer, and then head out and be bad boys all day.
That was pre-kids.
Guess what? We're drinking Lagunitas Hoppy Water. It is no alcohol, no calories, no gluten,
zero,
no sugar. First thing he asked me is, oh, is there any sugar in this? I'm like, nope, no sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is what we're doing. Not an ad, guys. This is not an ad.
It's the state of being.
You know what
right
this
now.
Is? This is our second show here on Fightful. That's what it is.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about. Post-mania. Last week was our first show. I had, guys, thank you for everything. It's been tremendous. This audience is tremendous. The guys over at Fightful, everybody there, so amazing, so supportive. The feedback we got was incredible.
Yes.
You could keep giving us feedback at Andrew Zarian, at BTC Rich. We want to know what you guys think. The show is going to evolve over the next couple weeks. We're just kind of falling into place with our Fightful babies here. Rich, you know, a lot happened this week. Post-mania, a lot of people were questioning what are we going into?
Yep.
What's AEW doing? AEW has a pay-per-view, obviously, this Sunday with Dynasty. Should be a very big pay-per-view.
I'm predicting that it's going to be a good show, a fun show.
Dude, the card's great.
The card is fantastic. So, you know, going into it, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with AEW. It's fine.
It's fine. They just got little issues here
it's
and there.
Fine. They got a little bumpy for a bit, but listen, watch this. I feel like this card on Saturday, on Sunday is going to be, it's going to be tremendous, and I do think there's going to be some surprises.
I think we'll get something.
Yeah.
We'll get something. Depends on what you mean by a surprise, you know?
Maybe some returns?
I don't know. We're going to get something.
We'll see.
Do we get Van Damme? It's 421.
That
he's on the 420 show. He's on Collision.
Fantastic. Do we get Sabu?
Do we get Sabu? We've gotten Sabu. Do we get them together?
We get everybody.
All the 420 boys. Who else would be involved in that group?
Oh, I think there's a lot of 420 boys.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what's funny? My son, today's dress down day at school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I brought this up to my wife this morning.
Okay? Is he wearing an easy F&W shirt?
Dude, that was, honestly, I actually brought that up. I was like, he has this like really cool Venom shirt, like a hoodie, right?
Okay.
Too demonic, though. You know, for Catholic school,
yeah.
I don't want it to become a thing. I don't want it to be a problem.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, you know, maybe you shouldn't wear it. So he had a different one on. And just like, is this one good? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know what's crazy? I can't see my screen, guys. What's going on here?
You guys are touching all the buttons right
I
now.
I don't know what's going on here. MG, what are you pressing?
Yeah. What you guys don't see, this is a little behind the scenes. Like, we have a monitor and all sorts of rigging over Andrew's left shoulder to pay attention to.
Yeah, I have no idea what just happened here.
And when that fizzles out,
I can't see a thing, so it's fine.
Exactly.
So I bring up, again, it's doing it.
I think it's you.
No, dude, I'm not even touching anything. It's him. He just looks at me, and it breaks something.
Zaps.
The worst producer in podcasting. Worst producer in podcasting.
No, he's going to pull the plug.
Yeah, he's good on himself.
Oh, no.
He's
no.
going to pull his plug. No. He's tethered in, dude. He's in the Matrix.
He's plugged to the internet?
Yeah. So I go to my wife. I'm like, you know what's unbelievable? I'm a guy that wore an RVD 420. I just smoked your ass shirt to school.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking at my kid and I'm like, maybe you shouldn't wear that Venom shirt to Catholic school.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that how it happens?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I sold out big time.
You're the Old Town Road.
I am the Old Town Road. A lot of wrestling, dude. Jon Moxley wins the IWGP title.
Mwah.
On a Friday pay-per-view. Loved it.
So great.
Chef's kiss. Give me a Friday pay-per-view. Give me a Saturday pay-per-view. Sundays, yuck.
You know what's funny? I think that was, there was 1 week where nobody from the Shield had a title.
That's what it was.
And then they were like, hey,
no, we didn't even get a week.
All right, yeah.
Sunday to Friday. Sunday we to didn't Friday. Even get a week.
Sunday to Friday. Isn't that funny?
It only lasted, wow, that is actually something, right? It only lasted 4 days.
Now, perception-wise, let me ask you something. This guy's coming back to AEW on Wednesday night, and they're billing him as Jon Moxley returns with the IWGP Championship, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does that belt overshadow Samoa Joe's belt now?
I don't... Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
Right? Because, like, for wrestling fans, for, like, guys like us, I feel like it's very, like, oh, the IWGP title, like, this guy won it, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
For us.
For us, yeah. Does it overshadow the
You know what?
The
I'm
going to
tell
title?
You something. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I would say yes, only if it was the previous generation IWGP title. This one.
Oh, the big
one. I don't like this one. It's
like
a little
it,
dinky.
Cool.
It looks like the Divas title to me.
It's all right.
I don't love it. I'm a traditionalist.
You know, it looked great on Ospreay.
That belt?
Yeah.
Well, he's a handsome bloke.
It looked great on Ospreay.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know, they might, I feel like they're going to do a combination of something at some point, you know, but that classic IWGP belt was kind of the best.
Yeah, that was fantastic stuff. Let's go into Raw, and then we'll backtrack a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Guys, again, thank you for joining us here on Fightful. We have a plethora of content here on Fightful.
Yep.
So much stuff happening. You know what my favorite show is? Shami get upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
In the Weeds.
Well, because you're on it all the time.
With Jeremy. Yeah, because I'm on it all,
you're
the
on
time.
It all the time.
My favorite. Number one, In the Weeds. You know what's unbelievable? Mm-hmm. I never get to watch Sean do his shows.
Okay. It's too late.
Because he does it late. He's obviously. He's actually responsible, and he does the shows like when he's supposed to, not at 10:30 a.m.
We're early boys.
But he, I never see Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I see Kate a lot. I see Maggie a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I see, obviously, Jeremy. He's all over the place. And I see Joel. I never see Sean.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe that's why this is working.
I think he's avoiding it.
You think he would hate me if he, like, actually had to work with me? I'm a little much.
He might. He might. You're a big-time Yankee.
What is he going to do when I start messaging him production ideas like I do to people in AEW?
Guys,
and,
I think
and
you
WWE?
Should do X, Y, and Z. More neon. Less neon.
Constant neon.
Constant neon.
All right, let's go into Raw, and then we'll backtrack. Guys, we're also doing a Q&A at the end of the show. Get your questions ready. You want to super chat us? Very much appreciate it. That money goes to the production team here. I've never taken a dime from any super chat that we have ever had. It goes to Rich makes a couple bucks. John makes a couple bucks.
Take all those dimes.
MG gets a couple pennies, and that's about it. That's how it works here. He gets pennies.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into Raw.
So Rhea Ripley had to vacate the Women's World Championship. She's going to be out for a few months. Storyline-wise, it was due to the attack by Liv Morgan last week.
Which, was it? Was it the shoulder bump on the wall?
That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
It was the shoulder bump on the wall. She messed up her shoulder. That's a shame. But, you know, I think in a situation like this for, like, when superstars kind of go out on top,
yeah,
it's going to make her return that much better.
Dude, she's so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's only gotten better. She's even more comfortable in this character that she's portraying. Mm-hmm. It is an extension of her, but... You know, the plan was to have that title on her for a while, and now she has to vacate it, which is terrible. But when she comes back, she has such a great feud with Liv and whoever else is going to be, if Liv's a champion at that time or somebody else. You know, it just added more. I don't think this is a takeaway from her run.
Right.
It may actually propel it even more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. When she's going to come back with that gigantic return, Royal Rumble, maybe, if she's out that long.
I don't know. I have no idea the time frame.
You know? She's going to come back more jacked. She can do the Triple H return.
She should do the Triple H return, even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than ever. She's fantastic. Triple, talk about Hunter. He came out. New World Championships. Did you see this? New Tag World Champions.
I like the belts. I think I'm the only one that likes the belts.
Okay, so we were in our group chat. We have like a Dirty Boys group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just going back and forth last night. I like the design. I don't like how circular it is.
You don't like circles?
I don't like circles.
Are you a flat earther?
I'm a flat everything. Here it comes. Everything is flat.
I'm
a flat universe.
Are you a flat Marser?
Mars is 100%. Are you kidding me?
We don't talk about flat Mars enough.
Are you talking? Are you out of your mind?
We don't talk.
You want to talk about flat Marsers. Earth?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Nobody's talking about flat Venus.
No, nobody's talking about
flat Venus. Nobody likes a flat Venus either.
Nobody likes flat Mercury either.
No.
So
Uranus, I'm okay with it being flat.
Yeah.
A flat Uranus?
Sure.
Totally fine.
Sure.
It's round. It's very loud.
Loud.
It's a big title. Listen, it's a major improvement over those stupid silver dimes.
What took so long for that to change?
Well, they had the pennies, mm-hmm. which I didn't hate the pennies as much as everybody did.
Yeah.
I think it just got dated very quickly.
Yeah.
And then we went to the silver look, which extended it.
Mm-hmm.
I was not shown this design.
Okay.
Okay. I had seen a mock-up of this, mm-hmm. like a hand-drawn mock-up somebody had shared with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly this. I saw it a while ago. I would say it looked like the UK title, which it kind of does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got
like,
the
that's how I always remembered it. But the shape was not round.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, kind of like the top had like a thing.
Like the classic tag belts from, like, let's say the Attitude Era. Or like
yeah,
the
and Rufus I was physically shown this. I can't even pull it up. So,
Well, those tag belts on SmackDown might have a similar design. I hope they don't do the samesy-samesy thing. Where, like,
what do you mean?
It's blue trim with the same.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You want a different set of belts.
But you know what's amazing? That like, the promotional image that they had looks far worse than it actually did on TV.
Yeah.
So I saw people sharing that on social media, and I'm like, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
With the white background.
I think that was a render.
Renders. Yeah. But when I saw it on TV, it looked a lot better.
I dig those belts, man. I think they're fun. R-Truth stole that segment, as usual.
Oh, dude, how good is he?
Yeah, he's great.
You know, it's amazing how that character has evolved. I'm kind of into this Miz and R-Truth now. But 10 years ago, I didn't even care. Like, I was so disgusted by the fact that these two headlined a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, whatever. I appreciate them as talent, but I didn't want them in that match.
Yep.
Now I'm like, oh, man, they're great.
Put them in everything.
Put them in everything. They work so well. What was it? Oh, he thought Hunter was a magician.
Yeah. So I think with them, I feel like there's like a weird like... If you put your time into WWE, right? And at one point they go, all right, you guys are a little older. Get nuts.
aren't you at the age of just going nuts?
Yeah, just get nuts, you know? Because, like, is Miz ever going to be on top again and win any of those big belts?
Dude, that man is the greatest pro wrestling story of all time.
It's true.
He was on the Real World New York season. What I think it was like the second New York, like in 2001, right? Wasn't
like
that it?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And he went there harassed by talent, harassed by the viewers. Nobody wanted to see him.
Yep.
Prevailed in some capacity winning the world championship when nobody wanted him as world champion.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won it again a second time a short period.
He put the work in.
He did.
He put the work in.
You got to appreciate that.
And at one point, I think 3 or 4 years, pre-2020, I remember us doing the show, Matt Men, and going, you know who's great? The Miz. He's fantastic. Do you think he'll ever get a whiff of that title again?
You know what? Anything is possible.
Yeah.
I think, like, I appreciate underdogs.
Yes.
In every way. Yes. I love a story about you were never intended to be in this position, but somehow you are. Tell me. I want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that in real life. Like, that's how I am. And the fact that this guy, you know, dude, when he started out, he was there during some really rough years.
Yeah.
And he survived. He never got fired. He got a reality show.
Never really got hurt too bad.
Never really got hurt too bad. Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a tremendous life that pro wrestling has given him.
Mm-hmm.
Married Maurice, has a beautiful family. It's unbelievable. Someone's going to now complain that I'm being too positive.
Too positive about The Miz. How could this guy like The Miz?
I'm a very positive person.
Right.
Except for when I'm not.
Right.
Rich has seen this meltdown happen.
Oh, yeah. I've seen many times. I want to say I've seen 95% of your meltdowns. Your different meltdowns.
Different.
Travel meltdown.
Travel meltdowns.
Too much time outside meltdown.
Too much time outside meltdown.
Too much time like out at a bar meltdown.
Yeah.
Too many people talking to me meltdown.
Too many people talking to me meltdown. That's a big one.
Too many people around meltdown.
Too many people around meltdown.
Too many people around meltdown.
Any arena.
At least 45 MG Geek meltdowns.
his spelling issues. Listen, you guys are getting to know us a little bit here.
Not enough white wine meltdown.
Yo, that's like weekly. Jess and I polished off. Man, we had a couple of weeks ago. We had people over the house.
Yeah,
you weren't here for this one.
I don't think so.
13 bottles.
Ooh.
It was like four of us.
Boy howdy.
Boy howdy.
Wow.
It was really good. We did wine club. You know, Coco brings all the wine. He's such a stupid idiot.
Are we going to introduce Coco to, like, the Fightful people?
I don't want them to ever see him. What I want them to build is a vision of this mutant.
Yeah.
In their heads.
Like a young, he's like a young George the Animal Steel.
He's Beast right? before turning into the monkey.
I could see that.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Triple H came out. That was a great segment. R-Truth stole the segment, obviously. This was great. And obviously, we're skipping a lot here, and I'm gonna go back a little bit.
Yeah.
But these were the newsworthy highlights. Sami Zayn, hometown hero in Montreal, had one of the best entrances that I've ever seen.
This was
incredible. He comes out. They do the whole thing through the arena where he turns around and he says, I'm going to walk in this building the way that I used to.
Yeah.
And he just comes in through like the side door and goes through the top and he goes down. Incredible. Great match with Chad Gable.
Yep.
Big moment at the end. Chad holds his hand up. Sammy's going to celebrate with his wife and bam, gets attacked from behind.
Crazy, right?
Great job.
Great job. And this shows you like, say what you want about the guy, but Triple H will take care of his people.
He's one of those, right?
You know?
Yeah.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Loyal to, like, all his guys. And I think Sammy, he probably wanted to push Sammy to the moon at one point, and the closest they got was that Saudi show where he almost beat Roman.
Was it a Saudi show?
I think so.
Was it? No.
No?
MG? Can you verify this? Where was that? In Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Close enough.
So
about 5,000 miles away.
I conflate both of them accidentally sometimes.
Yeah, it happens, guys.
I can't read.
Montreal, Saudi Arabia, very close.
Yeah. Yeah. Bombay, Michigan.
Bombay, Michigan. It's right next to Bombay, Michigan.
But listen, Sammy's, I think Sammy's got a shot at one of the world titles, like, in the next couple of years.
Yeah, now. Listen, you got it now, right? Yeah. Like, if this run is as good as I think it should be.
Yes.
And if this keeps up with Sammy, because as an IC champion, you know, he beat Gunther, IC champion. It's a really nice division now for the IC title.
Oh, you know,
with, I guess, Gunther's exiting, but Chad is now getting a little bit of a WrestleMania, post-WrestleMania push, a new character, new build. You have a great program for Sammy to work with. Yep. I mean, they're going to have unbelievable bangers for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Very interested to see what happens. They also said that the women's championship, that the women's championship match would be decided next week, but they didn't announce, they didn't say who the competitors were, right?
Right, yeah.
Or did I miss that? Maybe we're waiting on that. So, I don't want to go down a whole summary here, but there were a couple cool things that happened here. Number one.
Yeah.
Is Uncle Howdy returning?
Uncle Howdy returning, pretty cool.
They had the screen change a couple times. It was a QR code that brought you to a website with some funky image.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it mean anything, that image? You're a little bit more connected to the macabre than I am with this stuff.
I do have some spooky powers.
You do have some spooky powers.
But the cost of those spooky powers is not knowing the difference between Montreal and Saudi Arabia.
That's one of them.
Magic always has a price, Andrew. it went to like some website that alluded to like some of the Wyatt family kind of things, you know? And apparently Eric Rowan pulled out of some previously scheduled bookings.
Yeah, I saw that.
Due to contractual obligations. You know, maybe he's coming back too. That'd be cool. Big dude.
Listen, man.
Did you get Bo Dallas as Uncle Howdy?
I think they need to modify it a little bit.
Do a little.
He needs to go full spooky, not like top hat and that ridiculous mask.
Yeah, I think he's got to go full spooky.
Goth.
Very goth.
Goth, yeah. Bo Dallas?
Well, how would you feel? Because it seems like, you know, Braun Strowman said he's almost ready to come back, right? He's waiting to get cleared.
Yeah.
So you get Braun Strowman, you get possible Eric Rowan. And then Bo Dallas, you know, what do you think?
People forget, Bo was destined for a lot.
Yes.
When he was NXT champion,
yeah.
It came, you know, he was getting tremendous praise.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, weird timing, right? Like, everything changed after that.
Yeah.
He lost the title. Remember, he got, like, escorted out of the facility, was banned from entering Full Sail. He got thrown out of Full Sail. I'm curious to see how well this will work. I hope it works better than anything else.
How do you feel if they do pull a trigger in some kind of like tribute faction?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I like the spooky stuff when they do it, when it's done right. We also got Cody pretty much coming out and saying he's officially SmackDown now, so he's leaving Raw. All
right.
Which, all right, cool. You know, they did a thing with Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
Jey Uso defeated Finn Balor. Afterward, Judgment Day jumped Jay, but he got the upper hand and walked out of the arena. The cameras followed him.
Great.
We got the match, obviously, for the main event.
I'm really liking the camera work, too, that they're doing.
Yeah. So the Uncle Howdy teasers. Let's go into this a little bit.
Sure.
The screen glitched last Monday. It said hello. On Friday, it said you forgot about us. Last night, we got a QR code that plays a message. Time to wake up. Take my hand. Things will be better. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, Eric Rowan pulled out, and Braun said that he's ready to come back. Alexa's also getting ready to come back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
After the baby.
That's cool.
Cabrera, her husband.
Yeah, she'll be a good addition to whatever show she's on.
Yeah. All right. Last week on the show, Rich and I spoke about how Forbidden Door was moved from Arthur Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was a FIFA report that said preliminary reasoning for this that people had heard was that it had to do with the budget to enter that building. It costs more. I have not done my due diligence to find out if that's still accurate or not. I'm someone in the chat room could tell me because I had a hell of a week. But I was told it was going to be UBS. I just hadn't confirmed it.
Okay.
I had told everybody except the internet that it was UPS.
Right. Told your dog.
I told my dog.
Told your kids.
And my dog's like, how you going there? Are you going to drive? I said, no way. He's like, what do you mean? It's right over the cross island. It's right behind the house.
Andrew's got one of them talking dogs, by the way.
I do have one of the talking dogs, yeah. He's also a butler. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He works as a butler.
Where'd you get those white gloves for his little paws? That's what I want to know.
I had to get them custom made. He still hates you, though. He won't serve you.
You know what? When we were here for WrestleMania, he was nice.
He was nice for WrestleMania. Yeah. Okay. I'm excited for this. I mean, listen. Do I like Arthur Ashe? Sure.
Yeah.
Love it. But this is not a downgrade by any means. No, this is actually a real arena.
Yeah.
Arthur Ashe is a make-use tennis facility. So this is actually, if you're thinking about the arena experience, this is most likely going to be better.
Right.
I was speaking about it from a selfish point of view.
Right.
That I hop on that train.
Mm-hmm.
I pregame a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, and then we just get back on the train, and we go. We're not going to Long Island. But it's like, I think they're both the same distance, to be honest.
No.
No?
UBS is farther.
Is it farther?
Yeah, UBS is farther.
Maybe from you.
UBS.
Yeah, but I just got across, you know what? Island. Yeah, you're from right. You, not from me.
From me, it's a little farther, yeah. From you, you can just, like, hop on the cross island and get and there just, in, like...
7 minutes?
10 minutes, yeah.
I went there for the circus.
Yeah?
I took the kids to the circus over there, and it was, like, beautiful, nice building.
You didn't tell me MG was in town.
He was in town. But he does. He does naughty circus tricks. He's a dirty. He's like Yucko the Clown. He's Yucko. Dude, can we paint you up like Yucko for Halloween? Yeah, that's what it's going to be. He's going to become a dirty clown. AEW pay-per-view schedule.
Don't forget Lita.
Oh, yeah, and Lita. He's going to dress up like Lita. Not Lita, the wrestler. Lita, my aunt.
Oh, okay.
that loves it like an equestrian look.
Oh,
like
really?
She dresses like in polo, like the very...
Wow. High boots?
High boots, like, yeah. Yeah.
Little jockey cap?
Yeah, little jockey cap.
MG, we're going to dress you like a jockey. That's the move.
I have a question.
That's the move.
Here's the pay-per-view schedule so far. This Sunday, Dynasty, St. Louis.
Boom.
May 26th, Double or Nothing, Vegas.
Boom.
June 30th. See, now this is where the problem would have been.
Yep.
If they ran Arthur Ashe on June 30th,
mm-hmm.
there's a 1:30 Mets game.
Right.
That would have been a nightmare.
It would have been a nightmare for them.
For us.
For us, it would have been the coolest thing on the planet.
And then it would have become a nightmare.
Yes.
Around 8:30 when that show is just kicking off.
That's the other meltdown that Andrew has, the doubleheader meltdown.
The doubleheader, yeah. After Forbidden Door in June, we're going straight to London at Wembley Stadium, August 25th, Sunday. Sunday, September 1st at the Now Arena for All In, All Out.
Great.
We got Wrestle Dream in Tacoma.
Awesome.
Full Gear in Newark and World's End in Orlando.
Sweet.
All right, cool.
We should definitely go to a couple of these.
We could go to Newark.
Forbidden Door. You know what? I'd rather go to Florida.
You want to go to Florida?
I'd rather do the Florida.
You want to do Orlando?
Yeah, I would do Orlando.
All right, maybe. We could do that. Let's talk about New Japan. Windy City Riot.
Very cool.
Yo, that was cool. What'd you think of the Jack Perry Punk feud continuing?
I am very ambivalent with this stuff.
Okay, yeah, I never got your opinion on the video.
I'm very ambivalent with this stuff because do I care? And the answer is no. Should I care? Probably not. Does the internet care? Yes.
I think
they're definitely fueling whatever smoke and mirrors they're trying to do, it's working. You know, because it's dividing the fans.
Yeah.
And I think that's good wrestling. You know, Shawn Michaels was quoted in an interview saying, the fans are the easiest marks to work, unless it's the boys in the back.
They're easier.
They're easier.
That's what he said.
Right. You know, so like, this whole thing is very interesting, but, you know, what's the payoff? Because the payoff ain't going to be a CM Punk fight with Jack
that
Perry.
Should be the payoff, right? Like, if you are building TV, that should be the payoff.
Right.
Obviously, that's not the payoff, but...
Or, like, Ospreay taking a dig at Triple H last week. Like, what's the payoff on that? You know?
It seemed like he's the one that wanted to do that. He got offended by that, but...
It pops the crowd, for sure. But, you know, it adds to kind of like that weird tribalism.
I hate that tribalism, okay?
Yeah.
And Tony went on, Tony did an interview essentially like perpetuating and saying that's what makes wrestling great.
Okay.
And in my mind, you will lose if that is the approach that you have right now, right?
Right?
Right now. You will lose that.
Yeah.
2021, you were winning that because that's a game of perception.
Mm-hmm.
We've played that game. That's a board game, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. The perception was that WWE was not good especially when AEW was coming up.
Right.
That is not accurate anymore for most people. Most people went back to what they find familiar and comfortable, and that's WWE. Mm-hmm. They tweaked it a little bit, and now people are way more excited than they were for wrestling. Listen, that WrestleMania number is astronomical.
Yeah.
Okay? That viewership number is anywhere between 2.5 million and 4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how, you know, household viewership. Think about how many people were here for Mania. We had like 10 people here for Mania.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what? Half of them don't really watch wrestling.
Half of them don't even watch wrestling. Yeah. It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen for AEW pay-per-views. At least not yet.
Yeah.
At least not with my crowd. And we have people that like wrestling in our circle.
Yeah, yeah.
They Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Those are the two, maybe SummerSlam, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Can they make Wembley into a thing? Maybe.
I think so. I think, like, definitely, they'll definitely sell it out for the next few years because, you know.
But we've done it for AEW pay-per-views. We've had people here that have been 10, 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Was it, listen, I don't mean this based on my personal opinion or Rich's, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this gets clipped. I think that immediate start to AEW was people wanting something new.
Right.
And you saw it once, and you saw it again, and you saw it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to figure out longevity.
Right.
People are not traveling to shows like they were.
Mm-hmm.
Every pay-per-view, I knew at least a handful of people that were traveling to go from state to state to go to AEW shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people still exist, and those people are very active in pro wrestling media.
Mm-hmm.
But the people I'm talking about is like Kyle, right? Our friend Kyle.
Yeah, good example.
He loves wrestling. He's a P1 viewer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you to sleep with numbers.
Yeah, whoa.
Can we talk about the ratings?
Let's talk about the ratings.
But he would travel to shows.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would consider traveling. Not so much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
not that the wrestling is bad. It's just, it's not the new thing.
Well, I think we're in that age of short attention spans, right? Like, even more so now with streaming and, like, everything is fighting for your attention. WWE is fighting for your attention. AEW is fighting for your attention, right? To a lesser extent, New Japan, TNA, like, all that stuff. WWE has some of the best production on the planet.
Yeah.
Right? Which will always be tough to beat. AEW is still a relatively new company, and as much as you want to say, like, yo, put more production into it, maybe there's no budget for it.
I don't know how much more they could put. They put in so much production into this. They put in so much effort into this. I think now it's just identifying your fan base mm-hmm. and providing them something that creates growth.
Yes.
Is it that they need to be more WWE-ish? I don't believe so.
I don't think
they need to do that because nobody will be able to compete with that them on that level. So there's the wrestling that you're competing with. Captivating mm-hmm. stories. Make people come back. You don't have to become this big, full-fledged production, but stay, you know. I don't know. They're in a conundrum right now.
They're in a conundrum. It's also, I think they're in a kind of perception spiral with a lot of the internet fans.
You know? That's what it is. It's a perception spiral. But here's the reality. Who's their top guy?
It's Mox.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Mox.
So you have Mox. Let's go. We have Mox. We have Hangman.
Yep.
We have Joe.
Got Ospreay.
We have Ospreay. We have MJF. We have Swerve.
A healthy Kenny.
A healthy Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. Danielson.
Yeah.
Okay.
But seriously, like, not because I'm a fan, but Mox is their guy. Like, when he's not around, I think the show suffers a little bit, right?
But you're a tremendous Moxley fan.
Right. But also, why would they put such emphasis on this guy coming back with the IWGP belt?
He's also a guy with no problems.
They're doing promos for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, he's the guy. That's telling me that the company attaches their wagon to this guy.
He's also not a problem guy.
Right.
He doesn't politics. He keeps himself. He'll tell you something is stupid, and you believe him.
Right.
Listen, the reality is Punk was a major blow to them, losing him.
Punk leaving.
And Vince leaving WWE was another major blow to them.
But, yes. Yeah. I think that, again, a perception spiral.
Again, perception spiral. Cody leaving too, another perception spiral.
Well, I think, I think the Cody leaving thing is interesting because, listen, WWE is not dumb. They will take their jabs when they can. And I think Cody's debut was as big a jab at AEW as you can get.
Oh, bigger than Punk?
Like, let's put all the apples in this cart with this entrance and the outfit. Yeah. And he kept his song, right? And they started telling that story 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Insane. It's interesting when they do that, but then sometimes they'll sign somebody just to sign somebody and keep them down. You know? At least that was the old mentality of WWE.
At least that was the old mentality.
You know? Now, you know, it's interesting. Listen, we love both shows. It's fine, everybody.
Talking about AEW Dynasty, and then we're going to go into a Q&A, guys. So submit your questions in the chat room on YouTube, and we will do our best to answer them.
Yes.
AEW Dynasty this Sunday, airing both on Bleacher Report and Triller. Also, pay-per-view.
What is Triller?
It's Fight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I sound like a dope? Because I don't know what that is. Hey, what's Triller?
What's this Triller thing?
The Michael Jackson album? Great.
Triller was a great album.
Triller.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how someone from Astoria would say
that's
it.
How All Around the Way guys say
it.
Troy, oh, I love Triller.
I love Triller. AEW International Championship on the line. Roderick Strong defends against Kyle O'Reilly.
Great.
Great. Okada versus Pac.
Great. Looking forward
great.
To it.
Great. Another one. Thunder Rosa, Tony Storm.
Great.
Okay. AEW World.
What was that?
What was that? Hold on. I'm putting you on the air. What did you just grunt in my ear?
I said, people want to hear your prediction.
No. That's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
Say it the way you said it.
He went, my predictions.
Yeah, you want your predictions?
Give your predictions.
I don't have my predictions, and I'm saving my predictions.
Yeah.
I'm saving my predictions for another show we're doing on Friday.
Yeah, in the weeds.
Hit the button. Hit the button.
This guy's saving his predictions for the Joel Pearl show.
Yeah. Anything with Joel Pearl, that's where my predictions
go. Do you just want to be on that show?
He sends me a link and I go on. Sometimes he sends me a link, sometimes he doesn't. At least twice a week I get a link.
And what's up with that other guy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy's all right. No, I meant today's other guy.
He wasn't on today.
Garrett.
Garrett?
Yeah. Oh, Garrett. You forgot about that show.
Man, I forgot about that show. I forgot about Garrett. Observer, who?
I can't believe I got bumped from Meltzer a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you got bumped from Meltzer a couple of weeks ago.
All right, where were we?
Did I ever tell you about the best voice message I ever got from Dave Meltzer?
No.
Can we play it?
Yeah. Oh, that
you guys want to play this?
Are we allowed to? Is that crossing the streams?
You know what? I think Fightful will appreciate this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Did he give that? He was like, I'm giving this message 5 stars.
Okay. I'm going to. This may be Dave Meltzer's first appearance.
Andrew, I'm giving you a hair 5 stars.
12/29/23.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
At 8 p.m. on the dot.
12/29/23.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the day before World's End.
Okay.
Because we were gossiping about that show.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Dave called me. Mm-hmm. This is legitimate. I am zooted out of my mind in my tub.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had a couple glasses of wine. You know, I'm chilling. And the phone rings. And it's Dave Meltzer.
Yep.
And I look at my wife. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't answer this.
Yeah.
I can't answer Dave in the tub in the state that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the tub now? That's my impression.
Oh, Dave, no, I'm calling him.
Oh, boy. Brother, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? I give that fumble 5 stars. Let's go for it. Put it up to the microphone. Is it him doing a Jamaican accent?
That would be the best.
I would love that. Oh, is that it? What is he, Spoon Man? He's like, yo. Andrew wants to hear how I type.
He butt dialed me, mm-hmm. and he's typing away on the Observer. It's a 3-minute. He's typing in Morse code.
Yeah, he's just like dot dot dot. Maybe he was in trouble, man. He was like SOS.
No, he butt dialed me, and I'm like, this is the greatest. And I sent and I messaged Garrett. I'm like, I just got the best phone call from Dave.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened? I'm like, it's just him typing for 2.5 minutes.
Clicky clacking.
Okay. It's him just typing mm-hmm. the Observer. It is the greatest thing I've ever
clickety-clacking.
Received. And then he sent me a fax with a big middle finger.
Like Back to the Future 2 that just said you're fired.
All right. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. If you do a super chat, we'll bump it to the top. And I'll feed our mole man here, producer.
We got to finish the rest of this card.
All right. Oh, my God. Did we not?
No, we didn't. We did not at all. We didn't even get through half of it.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Do it.
Young Bucks versus FTR. Man, I think this is going to be a banger. World Tag Team Championship Tournament final ladder match. Great. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black. That's going to be a good one. I like that Edge kind of threw Adam Edge. I can't not call the guy Edge, by the way.
I know. It's hard. It's hard.
I wish he...
Too many Adams there.
You know, I wish he just changed one letter, and a couple of letters, and I would have been happy. If he just called himself Urge.
Egg.
Egg. There you go. Ed.
Ed.
So that's... I like how he's inserting himself with these guys. TBS Championship, Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. I think Julia drops it to Willow.
Yeah, well, because it's going to lead to Mercedes.
Yeah.
And Willow.
Danielson Ospreay might be match of the night. Joe versus Swerve also might be match of the night. That's going to be a good one. Very good card.
You know,
man.
And a sleeper card. And a sleeper match for sure. Roderick, Roddy, and Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah,
right. Sleeper match.
Yes. Do you think we're ever going to get the full undisputed with Kyle?
I hope so.
Maybe Bobby Fish comes back.
I don't know. I don't know where Bobby stands with them. But dude, you know what's unbelievable? We said this may be the sleeper match. You know what we skipped? I mean, we brought it up, but we didn't even talk about it. This card is so slammed.
Yeah.
Okada Pac.
That's going to be awesome. Have they wrestled before? Like in New Japan or in Dragon's Gate, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe the chat room knows. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a tremendous match.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Great card. Fantastic card. It'll be a lot of fun this Sunday on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do our questions here.
We're going to do about 20 minutes of questions. If you want to super chat us, that's awesome. Your super chat gets bumped to the top. We'll answer it immediately. If not, that's cool. Listen, we're not your dad. You can do whatever you want. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's from David Ortiz. Andrew, has Finn resigned and when is KO? Has Finn resigned and when is KO a free agent?
Finn has... I don't know Finn's contract situation. Kevin Owen recently signed a contract, didn't he?
Him and Sammy, I think, signed like another 5-year deal.
Yeah, so not for a while. And those guys seem to be...
Happy.
Very.
Yeah.
You know, they're put in prime positions. They're treated well. Sammy just got that IC title.
Yep. Listen, good for them.
Yeah.
I think people wanted them to jump ship at one point, and they were like, nah, we're staying here.
Yeah, and I'm curious if they did.
Yeah.
You know, how that would change everything. With WWE, it's just a machine. Yeah, somebody else will take that spot for sure.
Yeah, yeah. WWE doesn't really need anybody, but it's nice to see those guys that, like, I feel like they were two of the original indie darlings.
Oh, 100%. Claudio, right? Too.
Yeah, Claudio,
you know,
too.
That whole generation of talent.
This is from Hearst Hill. You gotta believe.
You gotta believe.
You gotta believe.
Yeah.
This is Y Soloable. Congrats on the show, guys. I'm following Zarian from In the Weeds. Thoughts on Schiavone's response on his podcast about his look on the footage?
What did he say? I think he pretty much said he doesn't give a shit. Right? Wasn't that the quote?
Well,
he doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. He's not involved. He has no nothing. The tape.
His reaction to the footage, yeah.
And what did he say? Did you hear his actual quote? Are you on the air or no? Or am I just speaking into the ether?
he said he was selling it.
Now he's on the air.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Give your shout-outs now, MG.
Yeah. Give all your shout-outs.
Give your Baba Booey. He could have Baba Booey'd right there.
I just took him off.
So, I think... It could go, it's wrestling, right? So his reaction is a babyface reaction to, great. The Young Bucks are jerks.
He was giving heat, you know? Like, he's annoyed by the Bucks. Everybody took it as, you know, like, oh, this poor man has seen it all. All the failures. I'm like,
So we,
it's not fair. You can't compare the final days of WCW to AEW. WCW never put on the caliber of matches for the length of time AEW has existed. AEW has outlived WCW.
Yes. 100%.
Right? That glory, like the glory days.
Match quality, way, way, way more tremendous.
96, 97, 98, 99. Yeah. I mean, they're doing way better content.
Yep. They're
doing. I know there's a parallel there for sure, obviously. A secondary company, a competitor, they're both on Turner. It's so much there.
I think people unfortunately want that end to happen.
Then what?
Right.
Okay, so at the end happens,
and then
right?
They bitch and moan again.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
AEW goes away.
Okay.
So about 150 people are unemployed. Mm-hmm. Wrestlers.
Sad.
1,000 people. I don't know what their numbers are. But all these people are now out of work. Production is out of work. Staff is out of work. Let's say 500 people. All 500 now out of work. Mm-hmm. They got to now find new jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You're still happy? You want this company to fail? Okay, fine. What happens to wrestling when there's no competition?
Right.
You want one shop in town?
Mm-hmm.
It's happened. Yeah. You've seen what happens when that happens.
Exactly.
You need competition, and you need different competition. Mm-hmm. You need different ways of doing it. You will not take down a 60-year-old institution.
Right.
They are the Xerox of pro wrestling, WWE.
Yeah.
When you think wrestling, you think WWE. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. It's synonymous in North America, especially. That's in the world.
Yeah.
You go to Japan, you think wrestling, you're thinking WWE. You think Hulk Hogan, you think Undertaker, you think this.
For sure.
It is a very difficult thing to compete with.
Wildly difficult.
So they go away. You have one product now that has really all control of the industry.
Yeah.
And we go back to what it was.
I think you go back to a fresh start, because who's to say that WWE doesn't say, listen, we want so-and-so, we want to do another, not to trigger you.
Yeah.
It would lead to another invasion angle.
It would. I don't know.
It would lead to another invasion angle where you're getting like FTR and the Elite and Hangman and like Kenny and all these guys versus like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get that Shield reunion.
I guess so. I guess you get that, which is pretty cool to think about, but.
It is, but you don't want another company to go out of business, you know?
Yeah.
And I think those fans that are, every time a bump in the road happens for AEW, you have that type of fan that's like, great, this is the beginning of the end. And I feel like those guys don't even watch WWE.
They don't watch anything. I'm going to tell you something.
They don't
anybody that is rooting against professional wrestling being in any way of a decline. Mm-hmm. AEW going away is a negative for WWE. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
And it's a total negative for fans. I don't ever subscribe to hate watching.
Right.
I have time in my life to sit there and watch something angrily.
Exactly.
And then go online and to crap on it, okay?
Right.
I don't have that kind of time. I'm so sorry.
There's a lot of those guys out there.
It's tremendous.
There's a lot of those guys out there that love to stir the pot in a very douchey way.
I also understand not liking AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I just don't. They don't exist in my world, in my universe.
Right.
And if people are talking about it, all right, great. You know what show I don't watch? Yellowstone.
Okay.
Okay?
People love that show.
I watched it once.
I think you'd look fantastic in a cowboy hat, by the way.
Oh, maybe that'll be a thing I do.
Yeah. I would love that. Yellowstone, because Yellowstone's a good example, because that, I think, it increased sales of, like, Stetson hats by, like, 1,000%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not my thing, right? My wife watches it.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it, and I'm like, eh. I don't go online and say, this sucks. I should watch, what's the other one? 1914?
Harrison Ford and
Helen Hirn. There's a copy one or like, whatever.
No, it's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a prequel.
Prequel, yeah.
Okay. I don't go around saying, well, that show's so much better. Hell, this show sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, I don't subscribe to fandom.
Right.
At all.
But you're a fan.
But I'm a fan. Yeah. But I'm not like
toxic
that.
Fandom. You don't like the toxic fandom. You're not a toxic fan.
Obsessive fandom.
Right. You know,
even though I talk about professional wrestling on an obsessive level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're all over the place, clearly. You have four shows every week that you talk about professional wrestling about, and then you tweet about it.
And then I tweet about it.
And then you text us about it.
And then I text you about it.
I think you're an obsessed fan.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
It's happening.
Uh-oh. You're one of those. You're a belt guy.
Oh, man.
Lift up your shirt. You got a belt under there?
I got a belt under here. I got a sweat towel on my head.
Oh, shit. You're Taz?
All of a sudden, I turn into Taz.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, just let these people live.
Yeah.
All right. NXT, this is from JM Melagrito. NXT made as WWE's third brand again, would it work?
I mean, they kind of are the third brand.
Yeah. I gotta say, number one, I watched NXT all the way through for the first time in a while last week, and I was very entertained. So tonight, I'm gonna watch NXT again.
It's been good. It's different, you know? It's very different. Mm-hmm. I just don't have time between WWE and AEW and pay-per-views and Ring of Honor, and then I'm catching up on New Japan. It's become one of those where, like, I'll binge-watch one entire day.
Yeah.
Like, today, you know what I'll do? I'll put on NXT, and mm-hmm. I'll work, and I'll catch up to everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty caught up, but there's, like, little stuff that you kind of miss.
Yeah. Here's another thing that we didn't talk about because we didn't do Mattman last Friday. What did you think of the footage?
Of the Punk footage?
Yeah.
It was exactly what I thought it would be.
Right.
Exactly how it was described. There was no surprise moment. Nobody looked worse.
Right.
Like, it was two people acting like a-holes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you know what was interesting? I kind of figured out why Punk, pushed them.
Because he didn't pick him up from the airport.
Because he didn't. He was the one that was supposed to pick him up from the airport. And he was so upset over it. He's like, dude, what the fuck? I had to carry my own luggage? I thought you were helping me. And I would react the same way if I was promised a pickup at the airport. No, I think what happened was he was so wound up that when Jungle Boy put his hands up to, like, comb through his hair, I think he saw, like, if you see, like, he's kind of shifted this way. He saw an elbow go up.
Yeah.
And I think he reacted. He reacted.
He was like, you think you're better than me?
I can't let you get close.
Stay away from me. It was kind of cool in one respect that they showed it. I didn't think they were going to show anything, to be honest. I thought it was going to be like a big fake-o thing that they worked up.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was neat that they showed it. It was just like, it was also kind of bizarre that they showed it. But listen, what is wrestling if not the theater of the bizarre sometimes?
It is a theater of the bizarre,
yeah,
for sure.
Let's see here. This is from I Love Dogs. You guys noticed that there was more in-ring wrestling last night. Do you think that's the norm going forward?
Hunter likes way more wrestling.
Yeah, he likes cool shit, man.
But if you have an opportunity to have The Rock and you give him 45 minutes, guess what? Booking that wrestling is a lot easier for the remainder of the 2 hours. So I think they're going to take those opportunities. If there's an opportunity to do like a big opening segment, where you could kind of burn through the time.
Right.
And make a tighter second half, you're going to kind of want to do that. Everybody realizes that balancing a three-hour show is very difficult.
It's
very
tough.
Difficult.
And also, there's that rarefied air of having a guy like The Rock who can go out there and not wrestle for 45 minutes and talk for 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Because guess what that does? That keeps the boys healthier.
Yeah.
You know? The more... If you were in the back... Would you be upset if you were like, yo, this guy's out there talking for 45 minutes? Or would you be like, yo, I don't have to wrestle
tonight. How much am I getting paid? Like, that's my answer. Am I getting paid $500,000?
My knees could use the break tonight.
I could use the break.
You know?
Am I getting paid $75,000? I'm starving on the road and I need to get on TV? Then I care.
Right.
You know?
Let's see. I was from Why Soluble. I wish both promotions were disciplined enough to avoid taking shots at each other. I think it's just human nature.
I'm okay with the taking shots. Yeah. Like, it's not... Like, you know, tongue in cheek, make it fun. That's fine. It pops the crowd and makes people, you know, a little bit excited. I'm okay with that. But just the relevance of this tape was 8 months ago. And I know that Punk spoke about it, but now it didn't. There was no receipt to show, you know, it showed exactly what everybody thought happened. It showed exactly what the description was.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Listen. It was an interesting moment. This is from Sean. Does Liv Morgan win the title next week?
I think that'd be great for her. I think she should.
Tremendous for
her. Grid heat on her.
Let's see here. Just going through it. Envy the Engineer says NXT is a women's wrestling show, and that's why I love it.
It's a very good women's wrestling show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And NXT is a women's wrestling promotion. I bring this up all the time. Mm. Who, name me, okay, name me NXT talent. I'm not talking about the Ring of Honor era of NXT.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking about the Nakamuras, and I'm not talking about the Styles and Joes and, Adam Cole's, right? Established former champions other places.
Mm-hmm.
Name me who their top men have been to come out of NXT, right? And I'm not talking about FCW guys.
Yeah.
I'm talking NXT, homegrown NXT, or as close to homegrown as possible, to now that have become major, major top-level stars in that company.
Yeah, that's tough.
Or in wrestling.
That's tough, too. That's very tough.
Very tough.
Think about. But I think they're on the right path now with a guy like Trick Williams, you know, or like Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, you know what? Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, Bron Breakker, sure.
Bron Breakker for sure. Like, that guy's a breakout. And I like that he's saddled with Corbin.
Okay. Corbin could have been that guy that they would have tried. It's not much, but give me the women.
Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's a machine. It's a machine. They know how to create top female talent, which is great. You know, the bar was very low.
Yes.
And that's an excuse that people have for a long time. Well, the bar was low. So, yeah, if you put in minimal effort, you'll still... It's not minimal effort, dude.
Yeah.
Like, now that women's wrestling bar has been raised tremendously, where you don't tolerate the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tolerate a terrible match.
Right.
And it's rare that you see it happen. They have done a much better job at developing female talent than male talent. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, and again, that argument is it lacked the pool of female talent in that company, so there was a hole that they were trying to fill, which is great. But you still have not given us, like, in all these years, where's the NXT champion on that main roster? Like, it's been over a decade of talent being created.
Yeah. Can you have to rephrase that question?
Why?
Like, where is the NXT champion on the main roster?
Where? Let me rephrase it. Yeah.
Okay.
Where is that top NXT talent, homegrown, that became world heavyweight champion?
Right. It needs to be there. It's going to be Bron Breakker, probably.
I mean, maybe we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we're another 5 to 10 years away.
Well, I felt like what's his name? The fashion guy from NXT. They tried to put him on SmackDown, and it just didn't work out.
The fashion guy?
Yeah, he came out with the selfie stick.
Yeah. By the way, if people tuning in, I'm saying the women, the women's Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze is never going to be world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, but Tyler Breeze,
that's unfortunate.
I feel he's like he could have worked his way up to, like, IC. But
sure.
For some reason, those the way they put him on SmackDown fizzled.
It did.
You know?
Yeah. No, they do a much better job with creating female talent than they do male talent. And that's just, I don't know.
This is from Kuro Metarico.
Okay.
How do I make sure I am just labeled as a Mattman Mark and not a Fightful Faithful? You have to put it in your profile.
You got to put it in your profile.
This is a shock. Should there be a push for women's tag team wrestling in every promotion, majors and indies alike?
I think if you could facilitate it, yes, you should push it. If you have talent that you could put on really good women's matches, you should. If you don't have the talent, then you're not going to be able to put it on.
Right.
Why are you putting on a subpar product?
Well, also, you need enough of a female roster to do that.
You need enough of a female roster. I think, listen, now, there's no excuse.
Right.
Right? If you are, especially if you're a major promotion or on television, right?
Yeah.
There's so much good talent out there that you could position something if you want to. But if you're some, like, indie, you know, you can't force it.
Yeah. This is a good one. Will there be a women's Dusty Classic?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, didn't... What?
They have, yeah. I don't know if they're doing it this year.
Wasn't it, like, the Mae Young Classic?
They've done the Mae Young.
Right.
Well, it was the Moolah, right, at first? For North American.
North American lady title? So who's going to win the North American lady title?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So many belts.
Tiffany Stratton.
No, she's going for that main title.
Yeah.
She wants to be in that big position. You know, they have a lot of high hopes for her.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is from FCN. If AEW comes to streaming and simultaneously stays at TBS, how does it affect the rating system? Greetings from Germany.
Greetings.
Greetings. How do you say hi in German?
I don't know how you say hi. Hello.
There we go. Hello.
Hello. Hello. That was said to me, like, hey, you see how the NBA is done? Like, this is something that we would be interested in doing is simulcasting it, where you have linear and then you have the digital feed. I think Max does subscribe to Nielsen. Okay. I think the numbers do count it, but I don't know. I don't know the details, but I know that Hulu viewership goes to Nielsen. Mm. Listen, we're in a post live world now, right? Yes. Those live numbers are, even though it's sports, are going to mean less. I think DVR plus 3 is going to be how they measure everything.
Okay,
I honestly that's where it's going to come. And when you look at those numbers, AEW is over a million for DVR plus 3 every week. Yeah. What's a better number to gloat?
Yeah, yeah,
you know. Just like WWE, you don't know those Peacock numbers, and you're not going to know those Netflix numbers, I'll tell you that.
Right, right.
So those days of getting these updates the way that we get these updates, it's not going to really matter as much. And really, the rating does not matter as much.
Yeah.
Because they're able to look at so many different avenues.
Right.
As far as success goes,
I think that's also going to get changed the further we get into like the digital landscape.
Yeah, it's all changing. Know?
Like there's going to be a time where people don't have cable boxes anymore. Like everybody, you know, it's going to
I don't have cable box. Yeah. I watch on YouTube TV or Hulu.
I think most of a younger generation have cut that cable cord.
Yeah.
Right. I think going forward in that digital age, you know, when let's say cable TV actually gets phased out like a cassette deck. It's going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. When does Julia start working with NXT?
I don't know. She's going there. I think she's committing. She's fulfilling her commitments.
There we go. I Touch Squirrel says Austin Theory. Is Austin Theory a guy who was... He was an indie guy, though, right? He was like a very loose indie
No,
guy.
I'll give him two. Yeah? Okay. I'll give him. He was in Evolve. I'll give him two NXT. Yeah, if he wins the world title and he becomes the man.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which I think that he was, I feel like he was on a
Grayson
strong.
Grayson Waller also, another
yeah,
one?
Yeah. I think he was on a strong path for that.
Yeah.
You know? There's going to be a lot of good feuds in the next, like, couple of years in WWE. And it's hello. That's how you say hello in German.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. You want to do a couple more?
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
The Dusty Classic for women were for the number one contendership for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they'll do something else. I don't know.
Ooh, this is good. When do we start seeing the MJF teasers?
I don't know. They're in Long Island. I put that out there yesterday or the day before. I said, you know, they're going to UBS, home of the Islanders, for Forbidden Door. Do we get an MJF return?
I think so.
I mean, that would be tremendous, right?
You got it, right?
Some people are saying, like, what do we get it now? Do we get it at Dynasty?
I think the smart thing to do is wait until Adam Cole's...
Dynasty.
I think the smart thing to do is wait until Adam Cole's healthy.
And then
so
bring
they can figure that out again.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get that blow off, you cost me the title thing between them.
Yeah.
And then hopefully MJF doesn't start doing the goofy stuff again. And he's just like a straight up...
Ah, man.
Straight up heel.
I did not love that...
You didn't like the kangaroo kick?
I hate the kangaroo kick. Hate it.
But he did start out as a comedy wrestler, so.
Did he?
There's that, yeah.
I had no idea. I called, like, one of his early matches in Deer Park, Long Island.
This is a good question. This is from Kuromito Rico. Hashtag ask Matt Mint. Okay. If WWE wanted to make their tag titles look like pizza pies, why did they make them look like gross NY pizza instead of the vastly superior New Haven a pizza?
You know what? I'm gonna tell him something.
Mm-hmm.
This may upset a lot of people. New Haven Pizza, the best pizza in the world.
Get out of here. You're crazy.
Dude.
You're nuts.
We're going to make a trip. You and I make a trip to
New
Haven.
I'd love to. It's right over the bridge.
Yeah, right over the bridge.
I still think New York is strong with the pies. I have never had a pizza as good as I have had in New York.
Listen, consistently, yes. There's no other better pizza. But if you are in New Haven, Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, I am convinced makes the best pie, best New York style pie.
Can we take a trip out there and document it?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be great. This is from Kevin Craig. Will Max pay-per-view be ready till All In?
I have no idea the timeline. I do know that negotiations are going well. Tony's very optimistic, and that there, I believe there's a third party doing the negotiations. So this is developed, you know?
Yeah. This is from Cadillac Carson, friend of the show, Cadillac Carson. Andrew, is it true that every night you read a bedtime story to Rich, and the story is basically just being the ratings, numbers, and pay-per-view numbers?
Yeah, I talk about the demo. I say P1, P2, P3, and look, he just goes right. There you go. Do you know what the key demo was for NXT?
Surefire way to get me to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Is there any news on the Owen Hart tournament? This is from Joel Torres Luna. Any news on the Owen Hart tournament? It used to happen during these months.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but that's a good question. I'll ask.
Adam Cole hasn't been on TV in a couple of weeks and has been seen without the boot. Chances he's almost ready.
He should be soon, right?
He should be.
That poor guy. I mean, just one thing after another. He had the concussion. Now he has the boot. I hope he comes back soon. They need him. I mean, listen, Kenny, Cole, MJF. You get them back, you know, that's a really top three.
Strong roster.
Very strong.
Yeah. And you have two shows to split them on, so that's only a good thing. Do Jade and Bianca win the tag titles?
I hope
titles?
So. They should.
Yeah.
They should for sure, and then you split them
and
up
and turn
that.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, they would be such a great pair to do a Marty and Sean turn.
Who turns on who?
That's a good question. Bianca turns, goes heel for the first time.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah. That'd be great.
Envy the Engineer says, New Jersey pizza is better than especially Brooklyn Square in Jackson.
I got it. Jackson's far, though. Yeah. That's Central Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Great Adventure.
No. When was the last time you went to Great Adventure?
15 years ago.
I would say early 20s for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Good Doer. Do you think Swerve winning this Sunday is best for business? After seeing Cody climb the mountain, makes you love him more. Swerve isn't a pure baby face, at least not to me.
I would say I would expect him to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a good tweener.
Right? I want him to win. Like, that's my bias here. I like the character. I like him. I like his style. I like that he put on some size. It's a nice change.
Yeah.
For that company. It's something different. Joe is the right guy to lose to him.
Absolutely.
But then what do you do?
What do you do with Joe?
Do you have Ospreay beat Swerve in Wembley?
You know, at some point I think Ospreay is going to take that belt and it's probably going to be at Wembley. Right?
Okay. And I think that's great, you know. Swerve holds on to it for a couple months.
Yeah.
Gets you Double or Nothing. Maybe re-challenges. You could do something at All Out. Yeah. I don't know. But there's so many different things you could do. And Max coming back, he never got his chance to challenge back for the title because he was out. And
exactly.
They were doing something really interesting when Max was champion, where they were hinting at everybody else that was gunning for that title.
Yeah.
And they haven't really done it as much because it's been so focused on Swerve and Hangman. But there's a lot that they could do. Also, Jay White, you got to do something with him.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the thing with this roster is a slow burn roster and people are getting impatient.
Yeah.
Right? Where you know these guys are going to be doing cool shit.
Yeah.
It's okay that it's not happening right now. Just be patient, you know? Let's see. This is a good one. Hold on right here. What do you think of this?
Yeah.
Joe loses to Swerve.
Okay.
Where does good Joe go? Joe challenges Mox for the IWGP.
Joe, come on.
Yeah, right.
That's great. I'm into
I've never heard you do that voice before.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, oh.
I'm into it.
Joe versus Cope would be great.
Cool. All right. I'd take that. Oh, yeah. What about him? Why, you know? I don't know. And you know what? This is a great question for the chat room because I'm asking you guys now.
Yeah.
Okay. I would love for Adam Copeland to start challenging for the world title.
Yeah.
Have him positioned in that top position, right? And for a number of reasons. One, do I want him to have a long title run at 50-something? No, that's not the point of it.
Right.
It's how are you going to find new people to tune in?
Right.
Or old people to tune back in? You know, having Edge and Christian in a match, did that help? I thought they did a great feud. Yeah. Them as a tag to challenge for the tag titles, would that help? I don't know. Him in that main position, winning that title, and then being a heel world champion again,
where the
young up and comer is coming after him, I think that would be great positioning. I also think Danielson needs to be in that top positioning also. I understand he doesn't really strive for it, but if you're talking about, again, optics and perception, what has better name recognition, especially in a time that you're in a contract year, and you are attempting to grow your audience? Danielson as a world champion, what does that do to your ticket sales? I don't, you know.
Yeah.
They probably know better than me, the AEW, I'm sure, you know, obviously. But what is the chat? I'm curious what the chat thinks. Because I'm not saying keep the title on the older guys and the WWE guys, and that's what you should do, but you should utilize them with that key title to elevate other people.
Yeah,
like you're doing with Joe.
Yeah.
Right? If Joe, you know, Joe has that title, but if it was Danielson that had it, or if it was Edge that had it, what would that mean? You know, ace in our champ. Danielson doesn't want to be champion.
Yeah.
But, you know, what? It's not his decision. It shouldn't be.
Right.
It should be the company's decision on what's the best. I don't know necessarily, right? But it is something to want to try. Like, I do want to see them do this. Guy like Malakai Black.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Why is he not in this top tier?
Yeah.
You know, Jay White, Malakai Black. You know, if I'm going to give you my list, right?
Go for it.
I'm going to go top tier. Malakai Black.
Great.
Jay White.
Great.
Osprey.
Sure.
Danielson.
Yep. Throw Swerve in there.
Okay. Hangman.
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Yeah.
Kenny. Okada.
Yeah. MJF.
MJF. Who am I forgetting? I just counted 10 people.
Adam Cole. Throw Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, 11 when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. That could be your top. And then you got guys like Takeshita that are coming up.
Yeah.
You have other guys that are coming
Brody
up.
Brody King. Buddy Matthews.
But, you know,
FDRs. They have
so much talent on that. Mox! How do you forget Mox?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Mox. 12, 13 people, 14 people. Do you, like, throw Jericho.
Yeah.
Throw him in.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear complaints. Throw him in. 14 people. Yeah. 14 people.
Yeah.
That's a really strong singles top tier.
Mm-hmm. Pac, too.
Okay, another one. Pac, great. I mean, listen, he's been stop and go for so many reasons. But again, another one, right? Yeah. You need to teach us that those are the guys. Some old, but some right now, and some coming up. Build that for me.
Yeah.
Tell me, because I may not know, as a casual fan that tunes in because my boyfriend is telling me to watch. My girlfriend is telling me to watch. My best friend is telling me to watch, right? Yeah. I don't know this. Like, I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to look, and I'm going to see Swerve reiterate it to me constantly.
Yeah.
Beat me to this, where these are the up-and-coming, this is the current, and this is the guys that are, you know, the past, but they're still in the top tier.
Right.
Sell me it.
Almost like like the ruthless aggression era.
Okay. We would talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
And this is something that AEW was able to capitalize on. I know we're going a little long here. So sorry. But I got my fifth win.
You're forgetting about Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, of course. Double J. Put the title on him. But you talk about when AEW started, and I would always say this, it is strange to an extent and so refreshing that I would be excited. I'm throwing two names here. If you gave me Trent Barretta and Claudio in the main event of Dynamite.
Right.
Okay, this is, let's say it's
year one.
I'm going year one. I know he wasn't there year one, right? Yeah. Like, but I'm throwing it out there, right? I would say, oh, man.
Right.
I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is Malakai and whoever.
Right.
Malakai and Jericho. Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Malakai and Penta.
Malakai and Penta. I want to see that.
I still want to see
right?
that.
Right? Yeah. It's a TV match. Yeah. I know it's a TV match. I know it's not going to eventually lead. It's not going right. to be a title chain, whatever. But I would still get very excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is something WWE could never do. Because WWE would give you Claudio. You know, here's one. Claudio yeah. and Dustin.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't be excited for that on WWE.
Right, right, right.
Because I know it's a 6-minute standard by the books match. AEW, I'd be like, I want to see this.
Right, exactly. I think that's the big difference, that perception, yeah. the style. And also, like, WWE would hammer that, like, just for argument's sake. You would get Sheamus versus Claudio 45 times.
And you wouldn't care.
Right.
But if AEW were to run that match, you had this interest in it because you expected mm-hmm. something different.
Right.
Again, perception. It was the perception.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that the audience got too used to these kind of matches? Is it that they're not telling you the story that you should see this?
Yeah.
You might have seen this somewhere else, but you haven't seen it like this.
Right.
Those were the things that, listen, I'm a marketer.
Yeah.
Like that, I am a born marketer. Mm-hmm. I'm a salesman. Mm-hmm. Sell me.
Yeah.
Sell me something.
Andrew Snake Oil.
You know what? I would love nothing more to go door to door selling elixirs and cure me alls. Uh-huh.
You would need to wear like a derby.
You know what everything has? A little bit of cocaine.
Just a little bit. And MSG.
And MSG.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. And it's interesting, you know, like you initially, you know, like as a wrestling fan, you're like, yo, we're going to get PWG/New Japan stuff.
Yeah. And it's exciting. Yeah, and it's you want to be excited for that stuff. And yeah. Listen, you and I view wrestling. We love good wrestling, but you and I have very different perspectives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you as a comic fan, and so am I, I'm a big comic. You saw my comic book collection.
Very nice.
Hey guys, you want to see my comic book collection? Look at this. Look very what I got nice. Here. I just picked this up last week.
That's a good one.
Powers of X.
Oh, fantastic.
I got variants too. I picked up variant
covers
too.
Very nice. Look at that.
Yeah, we're going to dive into this later.
Mm-hmm.
I love the wrestling aspect, but I also understand that some people, they get bored by that.
Yeah.
It's too much. Like, they don't want to see a grappling match.
Right, right.
But I do.
Yeah, same here.
But you like story on top of that, and I get that.
I do.
A little for everything. That's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do a couple more and then leave?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
This is from Henry Bear. Should there be a bigger roster split so more people get time?
On WWE or AEW?
I'd say both.
AEW needs to... No, I think AEW right now needs to not have that split.
Yeah.
I think they need to present their top people on every roster. Listen, if you are top tier, you should be on both shows.
Right. And do commentary on Rampage.
And then do commentary on Rampage. And then, but you also should display your middle of the tier. Your up and coming should be split.
Right.
I think, like, if you have an attraction guy.
Yes.
Give me like, somebody. Chat room. Attraction. Like, a.
You know who they could make an attraction guy? Lance Archer.
Lance could be an attraction guy.
Yeah.
He could start dominating on one card, and then all of a sudden, you now have, you know, built the guy up.
Yeah.
Use it like that. I don't know. I think, Tony, that roster is so big.
It's very big.
But I think you need to kind of figure out where everybody goes before you figure out the split. Mm. I also think they need to bring back general managers, and Eric Bischoff should be one, and Paul Heyman should be the other one.
Uh-oh.
and then you had a love triangle with the owner's daughter.
The
cuck
angle, the corpse angles.
Yeah, the corpse angles. You should bring all that back.
I want the return of like a spooky. I want the return of Powers.
Ooh.
Because they did it with Malakai and The Miz.
Well, right? Danhausen is a spooky guy. Yeah. He does this.
They did it with Malakai and The Miz. I want to see more of that kind of thing. That's just me, though.
I like the Malakai miss. You know what I want? Here's one, right?
Mm.
Danhausen discovers that, you know, he, for the longest time, like, he's been doing this stuff, right? And he's like, oh, you know what? I'm full of it.
Yeah.
I'm not fooling anyone with this crazy act.
Yeah.
And then he goes out. He goes, let there be a sign. And, like, lightning hits, right? And RJ City shows up.
I would love that.
Okay?
I would love that.
And he goes, oh, RJ, let me try something. And he goes like this, and RJ gets mesmerized by him.
Yeah.
And he's now his lackey.
I'm cool with that.
And he just does odd things, like finding the teeth for the jar,
yeah.
doing all that stuff.
They did also have Broken Matt Hardy teleport in the arena, which...
Yeah. They did do that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I want to see, not for everything. I thought they were going to go spooky with Darby.
Look at this. This crowd does not appreciate. This audience does not appreciate.
They don't want the spooky.
They don't want RJ City being mesmerized by... carries his water like Dunga Din.
I'd be with it, man.
You don't want that?
I'd be with it. I do like the comedy aspect of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does TK want a monopoly from what he said in that interview from IndieWire, or am I wrong?
I didn't take it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't take it that way.
Speaking of Danhausen, does he have some kind of heat with AEW because he's close with Punk?
Does he have some kind of heat with AEW manager? No, I don't think so. But FTR, they're tight too. There's a lot of people in that company that is tight with Punk.
Yeah.
And I have not heard of any kind of like, hey, you know,
right.
F you, you're friends with this guy.
Yeah, I feel like that's like shitty and old school. I don't think they would do that. This is from Dave. You want to make this the last one? This is pretty
good. Let's do it.
What's the over under on how many months it takes before the WWE draft is forgotten about?
Well, this is the first non-Vince McMahon draft, right? So yeah. I don't know, but...
You think they're going to split the Dudley Boys again?
They're going to split the Dudley Boys again, yeah. One's going to become part of Right to Censor. I'm going to go by the end of SummerSlam.
Yes.
Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to have to go to one side.
I think.
And does any of it matter when they go to Netflix?
No, it doesn't.
Because you're going to want to have everybody on
right.
the Raw, don't you?
The interesting thing is I think they're kind of cheating ahead of this because Cody being on SmackDown is going to get reversed and that dude's going to get drafted to Raw.
I don't know. They're going to do something with that show. I cannot imagine there being a hard split when you are going to Netflix and this is your time to kind of show that, hey, this is a big move for them. This could be unbelievable because they have a much older audience.
Yes.
You know, it's changing now, but that plus 50, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, my dad watches SmackDown every week, and he watches Raw every week, and he watches AEW, but you tell him to put it on Peacock, and he's lost.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I got to do it for him, and I do it for him, obviously, but...
My folks, too. Like,
your folks, too.
Can't do digital.
It just, for many, it's a major disconnect, especially if you were not born in this country.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know why. I have no idea, but my father has no clue how to do any of it.
Yeah.
And he was like a technical guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Build circuit boards.
Right.
God forbid you tell him to put on Disney Plus. Dude, he watched all of X-Men 97 the other day.
Oh, awesome.
Listen, man. This is fucking good. There is my Goblin Queen. That's what he kept saying.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he was like, man, Jean Grey. It's like, don't get horny for Jean.
Does he say hubba hubba?
Hubba. No, he can't. It's something, it's like too much phlegm builds up when he does it. The Middle Eastern accent.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we are done for the day. This was a fantastic show. I had a great time with you guys. Happy Tuesday to everybody. We're going to be back, Rich and I, Friday.
Yeah.
On the Matt Men channel with Matt Men. There you go. Boom. There you go. Every Friday, 10:30 East.
It's a question mark.
It's a question mark.
Yeah, I like it.
Want more Andrew and Rich?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that show. I am back today. I'm doing, we're live pal with Garrick Gonzalez. Also, you're going to catch me on In the Weeds and everything else that we're doing. Rich, what do you never did the X-Men show, huh?
What do you mean?
You were planning on doing something.
I've never done it. I want to get all the local New York podcasters. I think Queen of the Ring said she's down for it. You're down for it.
Yeah.
Alex is down for it. To do a live in studio, not so much a breakdown, but a big discussion of X-Men 97 and how effing fantastic it is.
Yeah, I would love nothing more than that. Where can people find you, Rich?
I'm at BTC Rich on X.
On X. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian, and we will see you next week on Beyond the Bell. Goodbye.